Hi, it's Deanne, and welcome back. We're at the top of the second hour on RBN Live, the Deanne Brawley Show. Join me during the week, Monday through Friday, on Truth Radio from 6 p.m. Oh, my God, 6 a.m., I don't think so. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Callers, 800-313-9443 during the week if you want to reach me directly. My number is 630-812-0171, 630-812-0171. Email me at danne.bisandboyurley@gmail.com. We have a wonderful guest, Amanda, that's come forth to tell us something we need to hear, and that's Helmer Van Kamp, and he has several books. He has a website. He has information that you need to know about and share with as many people as you can, because we're on the brink of this today, brink of the same thing Germany went through. And I'm so proud that he came on this broadcast, because it lets us know how close we are. We have a caller. It's Mike. Mike, are you there? Mike?
I'm here.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I just heard something the other day on this, some of the history around the, mass psychology that resulted in the Holocaust, that they, you know, they convinced the SS and the core of the Third Reich to implement this final solution. And apparently it took a lot of actions. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Some of the attitudes that still exist today of the Jewish people, and used those as motivations for this, like the idea that, you know, anybody outside of the Jewish religion or tribes is a goyim, like a second class of humans. And there were some writings apparently that are used by the propaganda machine to demonize the Jews, but it almost makes you wonder if it wasn't somewhat brought on by themselves, for some of their writers, some of their intellectuals, to call for the sterilization of all German men. And essentially calling for the German people to be wiped out through mass sterilization and things like that before, you know, I guess the death of the Weimar Republic, you know, and some of their some of the financial some of the financial strife was they tried to blame on the Jews and things like that because of their attitudes that the goy are this, you know, less worthy group of people. And that, you know, and a lot of people point to that and say, well, the Jews are just as racist as any white supremacist group.
Well, we're going to break, and hold on just
sure.
for a minute, Mike, and I'm going to have Helmer answer that when we come back after this break.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
And it's Deanne, Late Night with Deanne on RBN, and we were with a caller, and it's Mike. Mike, you're from Texas, right?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
Kentucky. Yeah,
well,
now,
a lot of Kentuckians went to Texas, but some...
You know, my dad was from Kentucky. Yeah, he was born there in Kentucky.
At one point, there was a fad among the young men. They just left a note. Some of them couldn't read and write. Just left a note that said GTT, which was gone to Texas, which was, I guess, back, you know, back when the oil boom happened or something. But I saw a documentary on that. It's probably been 10 years.
But you stayed. Stayed in Kentucky.
Well, we're talking about 100 years ago or something, back when the oil boom hit or something in Texas where, you know, people went to find work or for the cattle or whatever. But, we're learning, I guess, all the time that we weren't told the whole story about Pearl Harbor, for instance, about how they knew the attacks were coming and that FDR had implemented a plan to provoke the Japanese into attacking, and finding out about the connections to the financing. I think you touched on that last hour a little bit about the Brown Brothers and Harriman and the Thule Society and the connections through the Walkers and the Bushes and Prescott Bush and that whole financial...
Don't forget the DuPont. DuPonts were heavily
DuPonts, into that.
DuPont was the orchestration of the Black League that was killing union workers and African Americans here. And he was heavily involved with Adolf Hitler, including Lucky Lindy.
Even Henry even Henry Ford, I think, lent a lot of support to the Nazis. You know, I don't think he realized, I don't know that he supported them doing what they did with the Jews, but the socialist revolution that the Hitler regime made use of started in our country in post-Civil War 1800s. And the Bellamy, Francis Bellamy, his salute to the flag is exactly what Hitler used. And we dropped that because the Third Reich picked up that salute and started using it. So that's when we started putting the hand over the heart sort of thing. And the Pledge of the Allegiance to the flag comes right out of that age of socialism, the golden age of socialism, I guess you'd call it, from the 1880s into the 1930s.
And, now, I'm going to stop you here, and I want to go to Helmer. Helmer, now, Mike is talking about a history that we saw here in the United States of how our corporate came into play, tied into financing, being involved. John was talking about this, too. They were involved heavily with giving money into the machine there. Do you feel that these industrialists had a clue that that Hitler was involved with this scenario with the death camps, or do you believe that there was something else going on?
Well, I do not know. I have no information because let's say boss of any of the big banks or firms knew about the Holocaust. I do not know. What I do know is that they don't really care about values in their partners as long as they can make a profit. I think it's for me very easy to define the Soviet communist socialism, the Nazi, which, and this gentleman was making the point which I always make, that Nazis are no fascists; they were socialists. They are to the left. So, coming back to your question, I do not know, but I do know that they have made business with the Nazis. They don't care about not all of them, but quite a number, and they are the same today. And I also wanted to give you an answer to what you said about the Jews before. There was lots of hatred in our family after the war. We hated the Nazis, especially my mother, because my father was deported by the Soviet army, and he perished, I can only say, by the treatment he got from the Soviets, which are no different from what the Nazis were doing with people. And we hated the British, and we hated our landlords. And it was a British journalist, well known on Fleet Street in London, who healed me, telling me that it is stupid to hate a group of people which one doesn't know. And every hatred, he says, is not just wrong, it is stupid. And that is what I can say to the Jews. I have quite a number of very good Jewish friends, and I asked myself how could ever the idiocy of hating a group of people and killing them, how that is really the real question about how is that possible? And hatred is was the motivating force of the Nazis. Hatred is a motivating form of the Soviets, who are still very much alive. There is no victory over the Soviet Union. They have only changed their label and what they are saying. And now they say they are Democrats, but they are no Democrats. They are the same committed communists. And the hatred is the engine for the Islamic terrorists. And therefore, if we want to win this war, then we have to address hatred. And unless we address hatred, we will never win neither the ideological war across the globe with the socialist network and not with Islam and the Islam terrorists. So I think, of course, coming back to what you said, the Jews, surely I can give you many stories of where I feel the Jews were very wrong, but I can give you as many or even more than how often the Germans are wrong and the Americans are no better in that sense. So the mistakes of others have to be dealt with, but I think the right thing is to deal with one's own mistakes first. And what? The own mistakes and the own sins of one's own nation. I was made an honorary member of the American retired officers association here in America, and I'm most grateful for the American soldiers who gave me a life practically in freedom and not under the Nazis. But they had no answer after the war ended. I was as the same selfish person as I was before. In other words, then later came other people who healed me of my hatred, of my sins, and of all things what I did. And I think that is where we have to start to change the world. Not just going there with military force has to be. There's no way around it, especially not nowadays. But that is not enough. We have to address hatred, and we have to know how to change hatred.
Well, my point was that rather than to completely blame the German people for losing their sense of right and wrong, I think the Jewish ideology that looks down upon not just one group of people, but all other tribes or races of man, however you want to think of it, all other ethnic groups that aren't Jewish, are goyim, and they're somewhat less than human. They made it very easy for the propaganda machine to demonize the Jews for their financial favoritism and their looking down upon all the other groups, and for so many people to be labeled as hate groups or racist when apparently the Jews are capable, through their ideology and their religion, of just as much bigotry as any other racist group. You know, take your pick. You know,
yeah.
The Black Power, the Ku Klux Klan, or whatever. Which, I think there's a lot of history there.
Thing is, that if you look at these hate groups, they all are orchestrated, I would say, out of one order. And they've been placed here to cause chaos and cause us to fight against one another.
And they are manipulated.
Manipulated, and they have created this environment because, see, as long as we infight with amongst ourselves, pointing fingers at this ethnic group and the other, we can't see what they're doing, which is the thing that Helmer is talking about. While we're hating and not knowing and realizing and thinking this group of people committed this crime and atrocity, which is a lie that is being used to orchestrate us to go to war, and they have these other people doing this and that and the other, we hate all these different people, all of us collectively, across the world. It's not just one people. While we're doing this, they're doing something entirely different, and they're putting something together, a program, a thing, in order to orchestrate more cranking of a war machine, more cranking of an economic environment to control the world.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Mike. And we have another call when we come back from this break. When we're here with Helmer Van Kelp, and we'll be right back.
This Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne, and we're here with Helm, Marvin, Kemp, and we're talking about the issue of Hitler's Germany, and we have a caller, Ariel, I think, from Colorado.
Aaron
from Colorado, I'm sorry.
Hi, Deanne. I really love your show and stay up late all the time. I wish you had a website. Do you have
a website? I do have a website. I got a whole bunch of websites.
Oh, well, I only got your blog or something. Do you have a website? What is it?
Yeah, well, I have I have two blog sites. That's true. So you want me a website. I have to do a website.
No, that's okay.
I'll go out and make one.
Well, I really love you and appreciate you, and I researched or just checked you out, and really respect and love your dad for giving a wonderful person like you to continue on the airways.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you very, very much. And I appreciate everyone, and I appreciate you for calling in and listening. I try to my best to get the most interesting topics on that I think people want to know and hear about, and I think this is one of them. I think this is a very important topic.
I'm up and down with your guest. He said some things that Well, I disagree and agree, and then I'm just bewildered. So I guess it's a great program for me because it makes my mind spin. I thought your guest said, forgive me, I can't pronounce his name.
His name is Helmer.
He said that he, and I know he was a young child, at seven in Germany, but he said that we didn't know the Holocaust was happening. Now, I understand that the bankers run these kind of situations and wars, so it's understandable. And like in Iraq and the Kosovo and all these things are played out by the elites. That's what I believe anyway. But he said that he didn't understand, and I'm not sure he said that as a child or he as a man, but he didn't understand that the Holocaust was happening. I like researching Hitler in Germany, and I've read a book called Hitler's Willing Executioners, Ordinary Germans and the Holocaust by Daniel Joa Goldhagen, and I can't believe that there was actually people in Germany that really didn't believe that the Holocaust happened. And I'm not saying about the millions of Jews. I'm talking about the annihilations of political people and gypsies and homosexuals and Russians. I just can't buy it that he said that we didn't understand this was happening. Maybe there was a few, like 3% in Germany, that really just didn't understand what was going on. But after reading that book and what I know is that people beat to the drums of Hitler, just like we're beating to the drums of Bush. There's probably 5% or less of us Americans that know Bush is insane, and he's defecated on the Constitution, him and Clinton both. So I find that I just can't buy that he said that he just didn't know it was happening or his family didn't know. And then he said, I guess his dad joined the Russian army. And I guess people do things when they get a gun to their head. But, you know, I'm 42. I stand up and I pass out DVDs and I give out information. I've been doing this for 5 years. And if they're going to put a gun to my head and continue, you know, they're going to put a gun to my head, I'm going to fight them till the death. So,
well, let me
with all due respect,
I'm tell you something, too, and I'm going to let Homer tell you from his side. But you have to understand also, back there in 1932, they didn't have what we have now. This information technology we have is far more advanced than what was going on back there in the 30s. So, you know, they had newspapers and that could have been, you know, propagandized. And there's certain things that were not there in Europe that we had here.
That's
so a lot of the information that we were looking at today is a lot more faster, quicker, and we're able to have eyes on, you know, immediately, where back then they didn't have that.
That's a good point, but weren't they marching off neighbors, and even they went to the rural areas and marched off family farms, and they put school teachers and they put them all in prison camps and sent them on a train. It wasn't just the Jews. It was millions and millions of people, and they couldn't people just look out their window and see that?
Well, as I said, the Jews were carried at night, and there was no way. There was not a newspaper, there was not a radio, there was no internet, there was no way anybody could inform himself or herself about something what the government was doing. And I did not say understand, I said we did not know. I did not know. And what Goldhagen writes, I really doesn't interest me at all. I have heard about this book, but I'm not very interested.
Can you keep me over, Dion?
Yeah, just hang on a second. We're going to break. We'll be right back, and we'll continue this conversation on RBN, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
We're back in the BN on late night with BN on RBN during the week, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, folks, 6 to 7. Join me on Truth Radio, and our guests will be back on the air on Truth Radio next week on Friday, and to be a great interview with today's. And we had, I guess, a question. Did you still have a question that you wanted to ask her?
Well, asking me?
Hello?
Did you ask me?
Yes.
Hello? No, I want to, just only to what he said. I said my father was not going into the Russian army. He was deported by the Soviet army. And he was practically, as I perished, he was because of the treatment, which was the same as the Nazis gave to others. So, but that is the reality. And
hello, Diane.
All Germans knew about
Diane?
The persecution
yeah.
of the Jews, but very few knew about the Holocaust. That's a fact. That wasn't an apology. That is a fact.
There's also information on if you get the leftist magazine, Byron or the. I don't want to say it. I can't remember the name of the magazine, but anyhow, they talk about that there really wasn't as many Jews as was perpetrated in the Holocaust because when they went to make the memorial of all the cement caskets, they didn't have names enough, and that the records at Auschwitz didn't have number one, they didn't have like arsenic in the bricks was stated, and there were some other things that basically they were work death camps, but they weren't so much as just an extinguishing death camp as
it
was perpetrated. Now, if that's true or not, I can't swear to that.
Can I respond?
Oh, yeah, you can respond. Just hold on one second. Go ahead and respond to this.
Yeah, I wasn't saying, with your guest, he said that he didn't know that the Holocaust happened. And when I said the Holocaust, I understand that the Jews actually said that there was 25 million killed, and then they backed it down to 15 and then 10 and 11, and then it came to 6 million Jews. So I understand that that's a farce and it doesn't jive with the facts.
But
so I'm
not
talking
true.
About...
It's not true. It's a figure of 25 million I have never heard. But what happened that in Nuremberg, where there was a war tribunal, there were several commanders of concentration camps, and they had to be proven how many were killed and how and when. And a very good friend of me is one of the top intelligence service in Germany, and I have discussed the question with him, and he says there's absolutely no question about that the number is 6 million or even a little bit more. I think the highest I have heard is 10 million, but this is really not the issue.
It isn't the issue, and that's my point. I don't believe that the Holocaust, as far as... I don't believe that 6 million Jews were exterminated, but I guess when you said you didn't believe in the Holocaust, I guess, or you didn't see it happen, I can't understand how you could live in Germany and see the insanity of Hitler, because... From what I've read, 90% or plus the citizens embraced, and I understand that the bankers controlled Hitler just as they've done here. I think Bush is insane, but I can't understand how you can sit there and not see changes in your country and an insanity happen in front of you, just like it's happening here in America. And Deanne, you made a good point. You said that they didn't have the internet, but they did have teletype and the radio. And if you research the White Rose Rebellion, there was people that knew what was happening. The White Rose with Sophie and her friends, they passed out leaflets. And anybody just Google the White Rose Society. Legendary. They passed out leaflets. After leaflets, thousands and thousands and thousands, saying that Hitler's insane, and they started out just subtle with that he's taking away our rights and he's taking away our freedoms, to we need to crush him and we need to attack him with anything we have. Dan, do you know about the White Rose Society?
Yeah, I know about the White Rose Society. There was a number of societies and underground groups, but the thing is, again, today we have the same. And just like you said, we have a situation that, you know, you're saying that the highest office of the land, we have somebody that is insane in there. And a lot of people feel that. And the thing is that nobody can do anything. It doesn't seem to be a possibility or any type of way that we can move to do anything. And the scary thing is that today we have the technology, we have the ability, we have information that's right before our eyes. And then you've got people out here, millions of them out here that are seeing it. And then there's a bunch of them out here that feel it didn't happen. It's not going on.
And your program is grade A. I love it. And what we're doing is we're grunts in the army of information. We're giving out information every day. And with all due respect, your guest sounds like my neighbor who loves sports. And if you pulled him out 60 years from now, he'll say, we didn't know that Bush was insane. We didn't know that Bush was invading countries, and I lived through it. With all due respect, I understand, but the thing, again...
is that he has a television he's looking at. There wasn't that in Germany. Some people didn't even have radios. Some people, even if the leaflets got there to them,
that's true.
They were just trying to survive every day. So I'm not trying to take away from them not having the knowledge, but it was a different time, a different era, and the information was not there and prevy as much as you would think. And indeed, there were a lot of people, especially White Rose Society and various other ones that were trying through the underground and various other things to get information out. But, you know, and if people were taken away in the middle of the night, and, you know, here in the United States, people don't even remember that African Americans were taken away in the middle of the night.
You're right.
Taken away from their homes. In fact, in the South, black people wouldn't go out in the middle of the night because if they did, they knew that they wouldn't come back home.
And
that was because of Pierre DuPont and his black league that he had in the various areas of the Midwest and the South. And people don't even realize that what's going on. Those people didn't have that ability to know what was going on. They just knew that people were getting carted away, and they didn't know who was behind it.
Exactly.
So how do you think somebody 30 years or 40 years back would have the ability?
There were two broadcasts in German language from outside the country. The one was BBC, and the other one was Bero Münster in Switzerland. And my father used to listen to Bero Münster, but always late at night, 10 o'clock or later, when the children were in bed. And he could not discuss it with his children, with us, because one way of the Nazis to get at people was via their children. And children couldn't give their parents away without knowing what they are doing. So that was the only kind of, and there was a death penalty. If you would be caught listening to a foreign radio, you were dead, or you were in the concentration camp. So I repeat, I don't know how anybody can get the facts within a totalitarian system who control 100% of the what exists in communication. And I repeat, if you believe it or not, I don't care. But I didn't know, but we all knew that the Jews were persecuted, badly handled and treated, and there was no outcry, and that is the important thing, and that we have the same today.
Yes, and I wasn't specifically talking about the Jews in Indiana. This country has failed the blacks as well, and I respect the blacks that stand up, rather than the ones that said this is how it's going to be. And I want to add just one thing. I've taken too much of your time.
No, you haven't.
Show.
And you know what? I appreciate you because, see, the thing is we're dialoguing. And this is the thing that opens people's minds up because, see, if you don't hear all sides of the equation and don't get an understanding of where people are, you have no clue of where you are going to be in the future. And that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm not doing the best. I'm doing what I can to open up people before it's too late.
Yes.
And I thank you for calling.
Yes, and it's 10 minutes to midnight for our country and this world. It's 10 minutes to midnight. If people don't wake up, we will all be subjected to enslavement and concentration camps, or else you will be like my neighbors who watch sports teams, shop Walmart, watch soap operas, and they continue on their daily lives of paying for bread and milk while people get killed for nothing, for lies. And I think it's just terrible. It's a tragic
thing. In our country right now, we have a huge shutdown on just housing. We have a huge shutdown of bankruptcies through credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
We have money spent in New Orleans that has not been properly spent and has been stolen, and the houses aren't replaced, and yet there's no bonding taking place. We have a criminal action taking place, and we all do nothing. We talk, but no one's down there taking charge and stopping these government officials from violating us. And also, you have things like in World War II, the GE Corporation built the Panzer tank, and they also designed and built the Sherman tank. It took 6 Sherman tanks to kill 1 Panzer tank, and that was by design. That was for the orchestration of the Germans possibly to win because they were being manipulated better by the money people. and they wanted more control, and the world moral order would have taken over sooner. So a lot of things control us, and a lot of things are, and a lot of things in different ways we act differently, but by far means we are very close, and by far means we haven't done nearly enough yet to stop what's happening in our own country and around the world. It's not just here. It's in China. It's in Russia. It's in South Africa. It's in, you name it, it's everywhere. And we need to start stopping it everywhere.
And the one thing that has been said here repeatedly is the fact that hate is the strongest power on this planet. And if we stop hating one another and looking at everyone as being different than we are, we all got two legs, two arms, and we bleed, and we're human. So once we get away from the equation that we're better or different than one another, we will then survive this game that they play, because the game they use is invisible. It's hatred. You hate this person because they believe this. You hate this person because they're a different race. You hate these people because they have been trained and programmed through schools, through the television, and various other things to act out in a way that is very negative to everything this society is supposed to be about. So you hate them. Once we give up that hate and we start focusing, then we'll see what's going on, and then we will be able to stop it. But if we continue to do what we're doing, we're not going to be any different than what happened in Adolf Hitler's Germany.
Well, just like you said, Deanne, with the KKK and the Black Panthers, there was government provocateurs going in there to provoke people that were being oppressed and had issues, not the KKK. But, I mean, there was government provocateurs to mix up and cause chaos and make it maddening. And when you say now that hate, it's because the government wants to promote hate and chaos, and especially with the Muslims. And I wanted to respond to what your other guest said, that we're not getting progress or we're not having progress. And I kind of agree, but we are all making progress in our own ways. I give out hundreds and hundreds of DVDs. Me and my friends have we've done 9/11 truth movements at our local libraries. You can go to your local library and you can have time. You can get time to use their equipment, and you can place ads and flyers and promote it. And we've had success with that. We've had coffee clubs. We've gone to our high schools and had groups there. You can go to grassroots television, which is in every I live in a small town, and we still have our own local channel. And you can go promote DVDs that you wish. And they'll tell you, we don't want to watch this. And you can say, I want to look at your bylaws, and I have every right to do this, because that's what they did. And so now we're showing all DVDs that we have authorized to show. And so
can I ask you a question?
Friend, and all we do, my friend was just angry when he understood the Matrix. He got out, and he was ready to be violent. And I said, my friend, and he went to Vietnam, and he's angry. He wants to really attack somebody. And I said, listen, my friend, it's just one voice. We just keep the voices going, and someday the curtain will drop. Because
can I ask you one question, though?
Sure.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
And I thank you. You know what? I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You made me cry. Because, see, that is what I'm trying to say. We need to all do this, what you're doing. We need to do this more. Because then you wake up your community, just a few people, two or three, maybe 10, 15 in the library, at a school. Just let them know what's going on before it becomes another Adolf Hitler's Germany.
That's what we do.
And I know you're saying you're doing that, and I'm proud of you. I applaud you. And if you wouldn't mind, and I don't know if you would do this or not, but if you could give my producer, Thomas, your phone number, or allow me to give you mine through Thomas, I would like to keep in contact with you, because you're very important. Very important. And I thank you very much.
Honored.
I thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
So we're coming to the close of this area, this broadcast, and Homer, I also feel honored that you came on my show, and you're going to be back on Friday on Truth Radio, because I think your work is going to open the eyes of many, and I support your book, and I want your book to be known, because it is very important for people to read this to understand what was going on then and how it could parallel here, not only here in the United States, but also in the Middle East and various other countries. Yep. Because we're that close. Mm-hmm. So I was wondering if you could give your website, your information again here, and I thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you very much. The book is called How Was It Possible? It should be in every bookstore. It can be bought on Amazon.com, and it can be bought in my website, which is www.voncampe.com. Von Campe, VONCAMPE. And there's lots of information.
Thank you very much for coming on board, and we're going to have you back next Friday on Truth Radio.
Great.
And that's with Helmer Von Campe. We'll be back, John and I, after this break.
Great.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Your lost little girl, your lost little girl.
Hi, we're back, and we're on RBN, and I'm looking for Rita. Rita, if you're hearing me here, please call in. We're going to the first of the last hour of the Amber Early Show. John, are you there?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did he still have his website? Because he didn't get it out very well. And I hear Rita in the background.
Oh, okay. Rita, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Great. Okay.
I heard you wanted him for 2 hours, so I thought you were doing okay, so I didn't want to butt in.
Oh, no. I definitely wanted you on, and we're going to talk to you at the beginning of the last hour, because you also have a lot of information. What did you think of his broadcast here?
Oh, it's good, because it's kind of like what we're missing, you know. We kind of get sort of in this whole anti-humanist. I mean, I got mad the other day at Alex Jones because he was saying we want to blame all the humanists, but well, we're always going to have some humanists around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. So. I mean, that's kind of what we're missing now, but it's like sometimes, you know, they've got foibles in the way they think too, but it's kind of hard, you know, when somebody's been through something like that to say that, but it's good to hear everybody's point of view, you know.
Yeah, because everybody has a different point and aspect based on where they are and, you know, how they perceive things, and the only way that we can share and open people to the possibilities of other scenarios is to talk, you know, and communicate. And I think that these broadcasts are, you know, very important, you know, having the ability to open up and allow people, you know, to talk and tell what they've seen, you know, let people share. John, I wanted to ask you here, you know, how did you feel about this broadcast?
Well, he was very informative. The thing about it was is I felt he was taking a little bit too much of the blame, because there's a lot more going on than meets the eye, and as we're starting to put more and more of the true history together, and not to say that we've got it 100%, you know, I mean, if you pull up like 9/11 myths, they can pick things apart and they twist things around and make you think, well, maybe, you know. But the truth of the matter is, 9/11 was an inside job. There's a lot of things going on that are creating, you know, havoc in this world, as far as like fluoride in our toothpaste and in our foods now, that are making us dumbing us down. The genetically modified foods—they're hitting us in so many directions that we can't see straight. And we need to address these issues. Mike from Texas, there, you know, he's getting out the idea of 9/11. But we need to get the idea out about vaccinations, how the mercury's killing us and dumbing our children down, and ourselves and our military people. We need to start addressing the food matters of GM foods and all these kind of things. There's a huge picture out there that we need to really address. I mean, we need to go after it as if we're running for our lives.
Well, we're going to break, and we're going to the beginning of the next hour, and we're going to bring Rita on to talk about the mysteries of Silicon Valley. A software company, that is, what they do in healthcare. We'll be back.